It's Saturday of Passion Week, the fifth week of Lent. It's the last day before Holy Week. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zylstrom. Today our Roman station is at San Giovanni a Porta Latina, St. John at the Latin Gate. This is situated at the site of the attempted murder of St. John the Apostle and Evangelist. John was in Rome in 92 AD at the time of the Emperor Domitian, and according to the early Latin writer Tertullian, the Romans tried to kill John by boiling him in oil, but John emerged unscathed. And thousands of people watching this were converted to Christianity when they saw him protected miraculously from harm. Then they tried to poison him with a cup of wine with venom in it, and as John blessed it, the poisons emerged in the form of a snake. And that is why we often see St. John depicted with a chalice with a little snake or a little dragon crawling out of it. Another good reason to bless our food and drink. Because of these attempts, we say that John the Evangelist was also a true martyr, even though he survived to old age. John was banished from Rome to Patmos, where he wrote the Book of Revelation, but a church was built on the place where John's martyrdom took place, near the southern part of Rome's wall. There's a feast in the traditional Roman calendar for the event. The building of the church goes back to the time of Pope Gelasius, who died in 496, and there are still roof tiles visible, which have the stamp of Theodoric, who ruled from 493 to 526. We have the ancient teaching all about red or bloody martyrdom for the sake of charity, whereby the martyr dies, giving witness in the face of hatred for the faith or some quality which is necessarily connected to the faith. There is also a long tradition of white martyrdom, coined by St. Jerome, whereby a person gives witness through an ascetic life, withdraw from the world, pilgrimages involving great sacrifice, or so forth. People who suffer greatly for the faith, but who do not die bearing witness. There is also a blue, or sometimes called green, martyrdom, involving great penance and mortifications, without necessarily the sort of withdrawal from life that a hermit might have. Gregory the Great, in his dialogues, writes of different kinds of martyrdom: bloody, public martyrdom in time of persecution, and secret martyrdom, not in time of persecution. He wrote that secret martyrs are no less worthy of honor, because they also endured sufferings and the attacks of hidden enemies, but they persevered in charity. Death is an affirmation of the purpose of life in an otherwise meaningless existence. The world could carry on its godless plan if there were no death. What death is to an individual, that catastrophe is to civilization, the end of its wickedness. This is a source of anguish to the modern mind, for not only must human beings die, but the world must die. Death is a negative testimony to God's power in a meaningless world, for by it God brings meaningless existence to naught. Because God exists, evil cannot carry on its wickedness indefinitely. If there were no catastrophe, such as the apocalypse reveals at the end of the world, the universe would then be the triumph of chaos. Death proves, also, that life has meaning, because it reveals that the virtues and goodness practiced within time do not find their completion except in eternity. Fulton Sheen.